Now the scene opens, and I'm reading verse 1 of chapter 1. There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job, and that man was perfect and upright, and one that feared God and eschewed evil. Now, friends, this is a very wonderful scene that we have here. And again, the land of Uz. Well, it could be today, actually, California. It could be New York State. It could be any one of the 50 states. It could be any place on this earth. I have a suggestion to make here, by the way, where it might be somewhere in the Middle East. And beyond that, actually, nothing specific is known. Josephus gives us a glimmer of light on the location of Uz. According to Genesis 22:21, the firstborn of Nahor, that is Abraham's brother, was Uz. And we are told that he's the founder of the ancient city of Damascus. In fact, the oldest continuously inhabited city in the world. And I recognize there are other cities make that claim also. Now, Job lived somewhere in the Syrian desert, where later the Lord sent Paul the Apostle to get some postgraduate studies also. And my land of Uz and your land of Uz may be a different place geographically, but there's certain lessons God wants us to learn. Now we are told that the man's name was Job, and that this man actually was perfect. Now what does it mean that he was perfect? Well, it means this. He was perfect in his relation to God, in the sense that he had offered the sacrifices, and it was the burnt offerings in that day for his sons. We find that later on here in verse 5. And this man feared God. He has a high and holy concept of God, and as a result, he hates evil. He's a little different than modern man. And he's a very wealthy man, as we're going to see. And let's get acquainted with him. We're told here, verse 2, there were born unto him 7 sons and 3 daughters. He had a very wonderful family, you see. And these 10 children, they just lived in luxury and ease. Listen to this. His substance also was 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, and 500 yoke of oxen. Now, those camels were very important for several reasons. Actually, camel's milk was a luxury. And we're told he had 500 she-asses. Why'd he have all of those? Well, he not only was running a great trucking business, that is, transportation, but he used these camels and the she-asses for their milk. It was considered a delicacy in that day. And that's one delicacy I'm willing to miss, by the way. Now, this man here was living, actually, in the lap of luxury. And we're told he had a very great household, so that this man was the greatest of all the men of the East. Now that tells us something about him. Very wealthy man. He was the Howard Hughes, the John D. Rockefeller, the Henry Ford of that day, and the oil man of Texas, all rolled into one. He's a wealthy man of that day.